This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Here's to the farmer, the plants, the fields, and the spring. The turn from green to that harvest.
This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen, inviting you to join our conversation here, featuring discussions about what's going on in all aspects of farming that affect the family farmer, not the fag, the big... I've been a Freudian slip. Not the big ag companies. There are some huge family-owned conglomerates as well. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about people that are working with a couple of hundred dairy cows. People have a couple of hundred acres. They're progressing, hopefully, with either cattle or food or feed or maybe horses. A reminder that June is Dairy Month. Hopefully you have found your local dairy producer, if he or she is not you, if that's not you. There are a lot of great farmers that are making milk, the products that are coming from them. Unfortunately, we're not getting a lot of good milk from the Suiza family, or Suiza, whatever the name is, Dairy Farmers of America. The product they get is good, but they ruin it with their processing. And so if you can find a farmer or a group of farmers, there are some of the collaborators around the country that have co-ops that are maybe 8 or 10 dairies that are processing their own milk, and it's so much better. It's so wonderful. The pictures of cows being milked, however, have been offset somewhat by the latest video that's floating around. This is something that so disgusts me, my attitude toward cows. It's not, some people say it's like what the Indians think, I'm talking about the country of India, and the way that they revere cattle. You can see them all over the place. Pretty interesting, actually. I feel a reverence toward cattle. I don't slaughter my animals and never have. They live to old age. Well, it's just I have a different point of view than most farmers on this. But I certainly want you to know about what gives you a bad name, even though this is certainly not the rule. It does happen. And that's why the Fairlife Dairy Company is in big problem, in big trouble, because somebody went in from one of these animal rights groups, Animal Recovery Mission, taking graphic footage of the dairy operations at Fair Oaks Farm, which is owned by the founder of Fairlife. Become public in the past week or so, all over social media. Shocking video revealing abuse of calves, employees slapping, kicking, punching, pushing, throwing, slamming, stabbing, beating, hitting the calves. It just is, it's incredible how senseless this is, how the things that people get, they aren't even human beings. I'm not talking about the cows or the calves. I'm talking about the people that are doing this. What is the matter with you? The extreme pain and suffering the calves suffered, permanent injury, death at the hands of these morons. The group said the footage was taken by an undercover investigator who recorded the animal abuse while working at Fair Oaks Farm, 75 miles south of Chicago. And we've seen this same sort of... ABC did a thing a couple, 3 or 4 years ago about a dairy farmer in upstate New York that was really... isn't bobbing the tails, but taking the dairy calves, the bull calves that are born out of the mother... And not when, no, for the most part, bull calves are not desired, as most of us know who are in dairy. And they were just taking them, throwing them on the manure pile. They take them out of the cow, throw them there alive. It's inhumane. It's sick. These people that do this stuff are sick, sick, sick. So those who have Fairlife, I have products on the East Coast. We have Fairlife products. They've all been pulled from the stores, at least grocery stores, mostly in the Midwest, where it's much more prominent than it is on the East Coast. Although I never remember seeing it. I don't remember seeing any of it on the West Coast, any of their products, but I do see it on the East Coast. And so I wouldn't use it anyway because I don't like what I know about the company other than this. It's just these people are sick. That's the only way you can look at it. So what do you do? How do you educate them, or how do you keep them from doing this sort of thing? It's something that's inculcated. The parents, I'm sure, have the same values. Otherwise, these kids wouldn't be doing it. It's sick. Sick, sick, sick. So during Dairy Month, that's kind of a hard thing to swallow. It really is. You know, Well, it is what it is. Take a look at the video, and you kind of go from there. We're going to spend the bulk of our time today meeting Michelle Ajamian, who is the co-owner of Shagbark Seed and Mill. She actually is the director of the Appalachian Staple Foods Collaborative. I want to find out how that works. I want to know about her mill, seed. I just want to know the whole story. She's got a great story, and we're going to have her tell it here on the American Family Farmer. Here's another something that is important for me and for you. We're setting up a pilot program to have old vehicles around the farm and around the home donated so that you can help help the farm that I own and others that are trying to survive. If you would like to donate your car or your truck, an old motorcycle, an old tractor, an old piece of equipment, a boat, a trailer, whatever it is, your donation qualifies for a tax deduction. It's a lot of good. Great American institution, the family farm. I love it. I've enjoyed my life on the farm, enjoyed growing up and learning and still loving the animals. Would you believe that farmers only receive 15 cents out of every dollar spent on food? I've been talking about that a lot here. In some cases, less than that. So how do we keep the American value system, the American family farm, going? Well, here's a pilot project, as I said, asking people to donate vehicles. Pretty easy to do. Go to the AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. You can see the button there. Or you can go to DJV Show, see the same thing. There's a form online that you can fill out. Or you can call 888-342-4483. That's 888-342-GIVE. Or, as I say, complete the form online at DJVShow.com or AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Give. This is an easy thing. When you call them, they won't cost you anything. They'll send a truck to get whatever the vehicle is, and the value of it goes to help nonprofit farm institutions. The family farm needs your help. Call 888-342-GIVE or go online. Complete the form at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
This is Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, and we want to help your house feel more like a home with some of the lowest refinancing rates ever. Rates have dropped so much that many Americans can reduce their rate. You may be able to save money on your monthly mortgage payment right now. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Have you been thinking about taking an Alaskan vacation? Well, now you can book an Alaskan cruise tour with YMT Vacations and immediately save $250 per person. Call YMT Vacations today. We've been helping people take the vacation of a lifetime for over 50 years. And right now, if you've been thinking about what it would be like to go on an Alaskan cruise, now with our $250 per person instant rebate is the perfect time. Call right now for details. And if Alaska isn't on your bucket list, we've got over 50 guided tours to different locations worldwide. Call right now for your free brochure. So if you're looking for the perfect cruise tour to Alaska or the perfect guided vacation package, you need to call YMT Vacations to book right now or for our free brochure.
800-399-4840. 800-399-4840. 800-399-4840. That's 800-399-4840. Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
17 after the hour on the American Family Farmer. I'm looking at this this focus from Bayer. Those of you who know the plight of Monsanto being bought by Bayer a couple of years ago, Bayer is the European conglomerate, the same as Dow and DuPont and Monsanto, frankly. If you don't remember or don't know, Bayer wasn't the original name of the company. They originally were the ones that manufactured the gas that was used in the gas chambers in Germany in World War II to gas all the Jews. But they changed their name and now become a big pharmaceutical company, and they have announced they're going to invest a lot of money to develop additional methods to combat weeds, knowing that Monsanto was wrong, admitting in a way, without admitting it, that all the suits against them for Roundup and its main ingredient are going to get them no place. They don't want to fight this uphill battle, it would seem. So they said they're going to invest about $5 billion over the next 10 years to research weed-killing methods that do not involve glyphosate, which is the active ingredient in Roundup, which causes all the problems to plant life, animal life, human life. Bayer's been entangled in all these lawsuits since it purchased Roundup, Monsanto that makes Roundup. They paid $60 billion, Bayer did, to buy Monsanto. You'd think they'd have done the research. I mean, they must know about all the controversy around. My question is, why did they buy it, frankly? It must be a hell of a markup in some of this stuff, these products, because they spent a lot of money. How do they get it back, especially when the word of mouth on Monsanto is so bad among the general populace, not only here in America, but in Europe? They've banned Roundup and most of the stuff that Monsanto makes. Bayer said it's working on reducing the ecological footprint of its products, like Monsanto's Roundup, reducing its environmental impact by 30% also in the next 10 years. They also said at Bayer that they're developing new technologies, scaling down crop protection volumes and enabling more precise application of the product. So that basically means to me anyway that those of you who use it, I get really attacked by some of the farmers who say, you're killing our livelihood, we need this to make more money, we've got to survive, etc., etc. Well, my attitude toward that is, if you have to make money by killing people, it's not really a good way to make money. So, and it's a direct line. I mean, it's very obvious what's going on here. So, kudos to Bayer. Good for them that they've recognized. I'm sure it's just a business decision. Well, I don't know that for a fact. I'm not going to make a judgment. I don't know what I was going to say is just a business decision. But even if it is just a business decision, it's the right decision, because the products, especially Roundup, are just plain bad. And so, anyway, for those of you who need, or you think you need this sort of thing, I'm sure they'll come up with something else. But you know what? They control the seed production as well. It's just not healthy. It's not a good situation at all. Speaking of that, farmers in the Midwest, I've talked to a couple of my friends. You know, the government has pledged $16 billion because of the market slump. Many of these farmers in the areas where there's wild weather, even this week, there's so much flooding going on that some of the farmers have just said, I'm not going to plant anything this year. We'll have no harvest. We'll have no money. We'll depend on whatever the government has given to us. Not only is the weather bad, but we certainly have the continuing focus on trade problems with various countries, mostly China, and what that's done to the value of commodities, all of that stuff. Tough time to be a farmer, whether it's a dairy farmer or a regular product truck farmer. It's tough time in America. We better learn to respect what these people do, or we're going to be going without fresh, locally grown food. Doug Steffen on the American Family Farmer.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family from criminals, and he's the one arrested. The legal system is not fair, and responsibly armed Americans are political targets. So here's how you can take a simple and rewarding journey to complete self-defense confidence. Simply text GCN to 87222 to discover how the USCCA can give you the training, education, legal, and financial protection you need to truly protect the people you love. Don't risk everything and leave your family vulnerable. Now it's time to prepare and protect yourself. So if you're ready to take your next step as a responsibly armed American, you're ready to truly become your family's ultimate protector. Text GCN to 87222. Discover your life-saving USCCA member benefits today. Again, that's text GCN to 87222.
Dan Perkins here with your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. Many veterans are unsure what benefits they have earned for their service. Here is your songs and stories for soldiers, veterans, tip of the day. The VA can't help you until they know who you are. So go to the VA.gov website and look for a DD 214. Fill it out and you'll get a copy of your service record. Take it to the local VA office to see what benefits you can qualify for. You protected us, so it's time for America to protect you. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Welcome to the fun.
American Family Farmer and our podcast weekly at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. Joining me now is Michelle Ajamian, who is co-owner of Shag Bark Seed and Mill. So before we talk about the collaborative, Michelle, I'd like you to tell us a little bit about how the mill works and how you came to either have put it together, bought it. What's the operation like?
Well, thanks for having me. Sure, I'll do that. We've been operating the mill for about a decade now, and actually we started without knowing anything about milling. We really started because, as my partner Brandon says, he had a case of existential anxiety, and that was because we'd go off to these farmers markets, which have been just burgeoning centers of local food, you know, over the last couple of decades, but really in the last 10 years, we've seen a lot of change there. And he said, but where are the grains and beans? So we went to the co-op and we asked, where do these black beans come from? And we investigated and found out they came from China. And, you know, where's the food security in that? It's most of our calories.
There isn't any. So we're finding that out the hard way right now, farmers, because of the trade wars, where there's no food security in that at all. So that's a great question.
Well, yeah, and the tariffs. And then let's look at what happened in Nebraska, the flooding in Nebraska and Wisconsin. Yeah. You know, we're in Ohio, and we work with organic farmers here. And one of our primary farmers just was able to plant half of the corn he expected to plant very, very late. I was on the phone with him yesterday, and he was saying, yeah, it should be tasseling, you know, by a certain date, and we'll be lucky if it's 6 inches tall, and if it keeps raining, is it going to make it? You know, and the quality of any vegetable, any crop is affected by drought and by a lot of rain. You lose the concentration of flavor and all kinds of other aspects. So it's not an easy time.
No, it certainly isn't. And I actually was talking earlier before you got here about some of the farmers that I know in the Midwest, these two states especially that you were talking about, are not going to plant anything. They're just going to sort of cast their fate to the wind. Maybe some of the $16 billion that's been pledged to farmers because of what's going on, not just with the weather, but the trade stuff, people
devalue. It's just a whole, this is like an attack on our food system.
Yeah, but what is that $16 billion going to be spent on? I was a presenter at a national conference in March of 2016 when these tariffs, well, it wasn't 2016, excuse me, it was 2018 when these tariffs were being, you know, first coming online. And people from the USDA were talking about how conventional farmers, and we're talking about grain farmers, which is where most of also, where most of the pollution, most of the, you know, chemicals, all of that just concentrate there, and it's most of our acreage. So for the first time, these conventional farmers are going under. They're going under now because of the weather, but they were going under already because of the tariffs. And I turned to the people from USDA. We were all having dinner together and said, can I chime in for a moment? And they'd let me, of course. And I said, this is the time for USDA to pony up money, to really put money on the table that will help farmers transition to organic.
Yep.
You know, helping with the organic certification, which is one of the things the USDA does, is just a drop in the bucket. It takes 3 years.
And by the way, I had one of the things about the podcast that we currently have, the organic label, as you know, has been bastardized. The government has screwed it up because of the influence of the big ag companies, Cargill and the like, ADM, and they want their farms to be able to sell organic because it's become a big market, but they've cheapened it to the point of it having no value, and that's a problem in itself. We'll talk more. Michelle Ajamian is here on the American Family Farmer Program.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And MLS number 3030.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
Hey, have you heard that ransomware attacks have increased by 500% this year?
Yeah, cybercriminals are targeting all types of businesses, encrypting their data and holding it hostage unless they pay up.
What if we're their next victim?
Don't worry. We have Barracuda to detect, prevent, and recover from ransomware and other advanced threats.
So we're secured?
Absolutely. We'll pay no ransom and keep this business up and running.
That's a relief.
Protect your business at Barracuda.com. Barracuda. Your journey secured.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Tensions are still running high outside the U.S. Embassy in Baghdad, where security forces had to fire tear gas at hundreds of protesters again today. They've been camped outside the embassy compound after militia members and their supporters stormed the grounds on Tuesday, protesting U.S. airstrikes that killed two dozen militia fighters on Sunday. Aaron David Miller is a Middle East affairs analyst for CNN.
I don't know whether the administration thought through carefully enough the reactions of attacking five bases, killing 25 fighters and wounding scores of others, but somehow we, not just the Trump administration, but previous administrations have this notion that when America acts, the adversaries can't react. They have a vote, too. And you're seeing that on the ground, and we're not playing on our home court.
This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Lumines. The Lumines anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Jampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. This week we're having a chat with Michelle Ajamian, who is the co-owner of Shagbark Seed and Mill, and you're also the leader and director of the Appalachian Staple Foods Collaborative in Ohio, the Central Appalachian region. So how do the two go hand in hand, Michelle? How does the mill, I notice on your website that you kind of put the two together. The Appalachian mm-hmm. Staple Food Collaborative apparently is an important part or a mix in what you're producing, the seeds and stuff. And what's let's talk about how this has been very creative and kind of imaginative, from my perspective anyway.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that. Really, as I was saying earlier, we didn't know what we were getting into. We both had veggie farming background and nothing in the realm of grain. So early on when we started, we were doing test plots of different kinds of grains to see what high nutrition grains and beans would grow in the Appalachian region, which has a really different soil profile than other parts of the Midwest. And we gathered together many people who who were really the network, and that's what the Appalachian Staple Foods Collaborative is. It's an informal network of people who are farmers, are working in extension, folks like that, food hub people, and it was really from conversations with them that we realized that we didn't need to grow the crops, or like those crops could be grown by farmers who already are expert in grains, and we just needed to create a model that would encourage more organic farmers. We needed to open a mill. So essentially the collaborative or the network helped us launch that mill, and we've been piecing it together ever since. We started with, you know, paying out about $5,000 to local farmers to grow crop for us, and last year we paid out about $175,000 to farmers. So we've really grown that market for organic grain from local farmers, and that's been really satisfying. We feel like we're on the right path.
Well, you are on the right path. I guess, that's from my perspective, you're on the right path, and many people will agree, but there are a lot of people who will disagree. I don't know why we have to agree or disagree on things. We just need to help each other.
That's right. A disagreement is fine, you know.
Yeah, it's healthy, in fact. Mm-hmm. So how do you market all of this, and how do you, like, get from A, connect the dots, getting from A to B? And most of that has to do with marketing, is it? In that region, frankly, and I say this lovingly, the outward appearance would be that the number one priority for food-based concern in the Appalachian region isn't the same as it might be in Cincinnati, or it might be in Pittsburgh, or because it's a very poor area. This part of the country has one of the lowest rates of economic survival in the country. So the fact that
that's right, that's exactly right. And you know, a meme about Appalachia is it's been I don't want to use the word victim, but boom and bust has been a characteristic of Appalachia, and that was largely around fossil fuel extraction. You know, this is coal country, and what happens is the resources are taken, even if it's forest resources, and value added elsewhere. And what we're trying to do is really bring the agricultural resource here and model it for Appalachian farmers and Appalachian entrepreneurs, because there are so many businesses that could pop out of seed cleaning. So imagine seed cleaning as the hub of a whole set of enterprises. Once you clean seed, you can be pressing oil, you can be baking bread, you can be having a tortilleria. We do a lot with corn.
Let me interrupt you for a second. One of the things, as we talk about these various products, what a lot of people, even if they're from the farm, depending on where they are, have no idea how the taste difference is. There's one thing, growing up on the farm, loving just the ambiance and eating food that came out of the garden. We never worried about GMOs, or his planted the seed was common manure on the garden, and that was the end of that. And so the taste was always different than whatever you got in the grocery store, the food store. And now it's so much more dramatic because the food stores have taken over the business. And what we have, if you can get a hold of things that come directly from the farmer, that maybe in this circumstance, the organic grains and beans that are used to make these food products, the taste is so different. It's just so, and our taste buds have become numb to the crap.
Absolutely.
That is,
we don't
produced.
Know what fresh is. We don't know what fresh
no,
is.
No, we don't.
Especially.
Not anymore. New.
Especially with grains and beans. Like, grains and beans, by their nature, can be stored for long periods. And in fact, you might go to the grocer and get some beans, and they could have been stored for 5, 6, up to 10 years.
Yeah.
And that's why they take so long to cook. So not only are we using this year's crop, so when you buy any of our products, it's being made with the most recent crop, at most 15 months out, because you're always waiting for that next harvest. And we try to really tighten, you know, have tight numbers on what we're going to need and how long this year's crop is going to last us, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But you buy a bag of our chips, and right on that bag, right on the front label, it says who the farmer is and what county that corn was grown in.
Ohio corn chips. I love this. But how I want to kind of underscore this one more time. The fact that you can, on you're on site or working closely, the organic mill that you run is supplying the grain for these chips. You're not manufacturing them on site, are you? Are they being...
No, we're not. And that's, you know, that's a dream.
Yeah.
And once we raise a couple of $1 million, quite frankly, we could perhaps have a tortilleria right here. But we're very happy to be working with expert Latino tortillerias who know how to take what we want and make the chip that we want to produce, or the tortilla. So we work with two different tortillerias, both in Ohio. And
are you shipping these around the country, or are you just pretty much local now?
We just expanded into the 7-state area of the Mid-Atlantic, but we don't ship them around the country unless somebody gets online with one of our partner businesses.
You can have distribution. The distributors around that are doing this sort of stuff.
So, Doug, you've touched on a really interesting conundrum for us, because our model is about regional sourcing regionally and selling regionally.
Yes.
But again and again, we are asked, why don't you sell your chips in California or here or there or the other place? And it's a conundrum for us. We haven't really fully answered that question for ourselves. And until we do, we might answer it and say we never will. And so far we haven't.
Never say never is the old expression.
Exactly.
Michelle,
I mean, there may be a good way to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Michelle Ajamian is with us from Shag Bark Seed Mill. Check out her website, Shag Bark Mill, all one word, shagbarkmilk.com. I got milk on my mind. shagbarkmill.com. And as a matter of fact, as an aside, be nice if some of your grains were used to feed some of the dairy herds in the area as well, although it's probably mostly being used for food. The cows need to be fed better than they are, and we need to stop. Really need to stop, whether we can or not, Dean Foods from controlling the dairy business to the point where they are getting milk from no place unless they got 5,000, 6,000, 8,000 cows or something like that, which is nuts. You're really getting crap. Yeah, and that's a nice word for it. Michelle, stand by for a second. Let me do a couple of things here, and then we'll spend a few more minutes talking about what's going on with you. Right now, those of you who are not eating healthy things like Michelle and I are talking about, you probably put on some weight. Maybe you put on a modest amount of weight. Maybe you put on a lot of weight, and you're trying to lose it, and you know that in your heart, if you're running your farm properly, then you're growing food properly. And so if you're gaining weight, you want to take it off properly. The healthy way, the right way, is by using Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N. This is a weight loss formula that does not include crash dieting, does not include any drugs, does not include any stimulants. It fits right in with my lifestyle, the lifestyle of the people here on this program. That's why these folks want to advertise here, because they know they're in a friendly place. And the friendliest place for you to be if you're overweight is to get rid of the weight. But keeping it off, this is sort of, I want to use a sort of paraphrase, weight. Don't tell me that PBS show. Wait. No, you're going to lose the weight, but you got to keep it off. And that's what Calotren does. Take 4 of these capsules every night before you go to bed. DJV is the code for the deal and for free shipping at toploss.com.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We have a brand new podcast, Mock and Daisy's Common Sense Cast. Every week we talk about the issues that matter to us and matter to you too. Everything from parenting and our families to the dangers of social media and the ridiculous trends it's created, like gender reveal parties and promposals. It's a little bit of everything, because if we really want to make America great again, we need to start in our own homes. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening on the Apple Podcast app or your favorite podcasting platform.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans, America's largest mortgage lender. Let's talk credit card debt for a minute. If you feel you're carrying too much of it, you're not alone. The average household in the U.S. carries over $8,000 in credit card debt. Ready for some good news? With a cash-out refinance from Quicken Loans, you can quickly and easily put some of the equity in your home to good use by paying off a lot of that high-interest credit card debt. A great way to take cash out is with our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.23%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN to learn how taking cash out with a 30-year fixed mortgage might be the right solution for you. And for a record 10 years in a row, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Rates subject to change. Pay 2% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. And MLS number 3030.
Continuing on now with our focus. The focus of this program is to help the American family farmer, the farmer-run businesses, and the locavores that use the products that we grow. I'm sure Michelle Ajamian at Shagbark Seed and Mill knows a lot of her clients and customers firsthand. Do they come to you to actually buy products, the public, or they know where your grains end up and they buy from the people that are using your grains?
Well, both, actually. We do sell at the local farmers market here in Athens, which is one of the best farmers markets you've ever been to. It's got 80-some vendors. And we also deliver locally to all of the local restaurants, brew pubs, and grocery stores, including the local Kroger. So we
really?
Do that. And
oh, that's
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it's very cool. We have a great local, you know, Kroger is trying to get on the bandwagon of local, but our local Kroger was doing it like 20 years ago because we have such a great local food scene here. And
they allow the people, the Lindners that live in Cincinnati and control Kroger's, maybe you're thinking a little more about, since the old man's gone, the family's gotten a little smarter about how to deal with stuff in Ohio.
Right.
So that's something. Before we run out of time, Michelle, I want to find out what your export market is. Are you exporting any of this?
We are not exporting any of it. We are open to hearing from people in other countries and doing some exports, particularly if we could tie it to the education piece, where we help other places. Because this problem of big ag is global. And I was at a symposium speaking in Crete 2 years ago, and they have the same problems we do.
These big companies are taking over everything. I'm looking at the map of Ohio. I went to school at Heidelberg up in Tiffin, Ohio, the northwest corner, and I'm looking around for places where your product can be found. I like to see all of that. I have a lot of friends in Columbus who can take advantage of what you're doing. Continued success. Keep up the good work. Michelle, thank you. Michelle Ajamian, website shagbarkmill.com.
Maybe not today. Maybe not
tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month, you could fight against heart disease naturally. At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Family Farmer, Doug Steffen here with a focus on our most recent podcast, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com is where you go to get the podcast every week. They're all archived there in order and explained. For example, the one that's most recent, we have a conversation about the bovine sanctuary that I've set up at my own Eastley Farm. Then we talk about a new clothing line from Wrangler that uses 100% American-grown cotton from family farms. Very cool. And then our interview is with Dave Chapman, executive director of the Real Organic Project, the project farmer-led movement created to distinguish soil-grown and pasture-raised products under USDA organic label in response to the lack of enforcement of some vital USDA organic standards to protect the soil and animal welfare. A lot of organic farmers have rallied to fight and protect the integrity of the organic label, which has been a big, big problem. So you'll be able to learn a lot by listening to Mr. Chapman if you haven't heard him. We also had a conversation with Jesse Price, the editor-in-chief of Eating Well magazine, with some information about getting the most out of farmers markets for you if you go to the markets this summer. I have my ice cream bus in three or four different communities for
the farmers markets this summer. It's kind of a cool thing. Very, very important to support the farmers markets with real food from the area, not stuff brought in from who knows where. So the podcast available for your usage. I invite you to go to AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com to listen. AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com. In a moment, my thoughts about the season that we're in and what else is happening beside the crops being ruined by the weather. That's up next here. Can you imagine going to jail and losing everything? Having your book banned? Sounds kind of crazy, doesn't it? Well, there's a fellow named Charles Pixley, and that's exactly what happened after he discovered a product called 714X and organized a team of doctors to do research and test it. In his book, Do No Harm with 714X, Pixley asked what happened to the healing arts in America. Cancer alone has become a big business. Is the FDA and Big Pharma holding back treatments and cures to protect their multi-billion dollar diagnosis and treatment businesses? After decades of research, months in prison, and 22 years of silence, Charles Pixley is speaking out again. His book, Do No Harm with 714X. You can get a copy of it for $10 when you use the promo code DJV at 714XBook.com. That's 714XBook.com, promo code DJV. Education is the best medicine. American Family Farmer, with a focus on the wet weather, the mild winter that we had, and some, it was pretty cold in New England where I am, but a lot of the Northeast wasn't that cold. And normally what happens when we have a really cold winter, a cold snap where it gets, we had a few days here 30 below, but not a lot of it. The winter was moderately mild, I guess. But the precipitation and the temperatures combined have set the stage for an explosion in the tick population. And I have seen it. I pulled a tick out of my hair last night when I was taking a shower. I had been out fixing fences for the cows. It was a wet day yesterday. The ticks are all over the place. And some of these, I mean, what we know about ticks, like a lot of small organisms, they're very sensitive to dry weather. They don't like it. It kills them. Cold weather kills them. But we didn't have enough cold, and we got a lot of wet. The number has not declined. In fact, you could see a very large population of ticks in the Mid-Atlantic and the Northeast. I'm looking at the climatologist in New Jersey who works for the Ag Department down there. In New Jersey, they had 64 inches of precipitation last year, wettest year on record since 1895. So the ticks spread Lyme disease and other diseases. The Lone Star tick is known to cause a syndrome where one develops an allergy to sugar found in red meat and in some medications. And that's very dangerous. So you need to, I got bit by a deer tick a number of years ago, got Lyme disease. Once you get it in your system, it doesn't bother you anymore, but it really is miserable. I don't know how to avoid contact with ticks, frankly. If you're a farmer, you're in the woods, you're in brushy areas, you're in the high grass, you're in leaves. So for people who can walk a trail, I mean, even the trail around here on the public land is growing over. I'm going to go through it with my tractor and kind of clean it up a little, but the ticks are everywhere. So just make sure you are conscious of that and shower after you go out of doors. That's the best way to wash them away. Some advice, practically speaking, from the American Family Farmer at AmericanFamilyFarmersShow.com for our podcast.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what Dr. Joe has to say.
As you know, I'm one of the doctors that Don talks about, because 4 years ago, I was diagnosed with high blood pressure, runs in my family on the mother's side. You know, I come from an athletic background. You know, I did a lot of running throughout my life, and I did triathlons. When I was trying to run some years back, I was getting short of breath, which is a little bit of a congestive heart failure. The Extendivite, that shortness of breath and that coughing started going away, and I was able to run longer and longer distances. and it took a while though. So now I'm able to do, you know, 3.5 miles with my dog, and no problem. I don't stop, not anymore. So I'm just saying, you need to stick with the program, and you got to change some lifestyle things too.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extend-O-Vite.